Next patient is Matthew Carolyn. Carolyn is C-A-R-O-L-I-N. C-A-R-O-L-I-N, Carolyn. Date of birth is 10-8-1962. Date of visit 9-27-22. Please make a copy for primary physician. Next paragraph, chief complaint is shortness of breath and history of MS or multiple sclerosis in brackets. Next paragraph, history of internalist. This is a fifty-three-year-old male who recently was seen in the emergency room about 4 weeks ago for low-grade fevers, was investigated for sepsis and underwent a CAT scan of the chest, which was done on 8-17-22. The patient's chest CT showed a 6-millimeter pulmonary nodule in the left lower lobe, 3-millimeter nodule in the right middle lobe, and a 5-millimeter nodule in the left lower lobe, and some scattered sub-centimeter pulmonary nodules, and mild basilar atelectasis, as well as scattered calcified granulomas. No pleural effusions. There was apical scarring. There were no enlarged lymph nodes, and the heart size was normal. Period. The patient has no cough, no wheezing, but has some sweats, and presently has no fevers or chills. Next paragraph, past history includes history for multiple sclerosis since 30 years. He has had DVT and pulmonary emboli and had an IVC filter placed. Also has had lumbar disc surgery and fusion for back pain. And yeah, that's it. The patient has had trouble swallowing and has a lot of mucus in his throat. Next paragraph. Allergies, no drug allergies. Next. Family history. Father died of lung cancer, mother is alive and has lupus. Next. Habits, the patient smoked one pack per day for 5 years and then quit. I'm sorry, 15 years and then quit. Drank alcohol in the past but not presently. Next. System review, the patient has fatigue, fever, and weight loss. He has double vision, no cataracts. He has vertigo, no hoarseness and nosebleeds. He has no urinary frequency dysuria, no hay fever. He has wheezing, shortness of breath, and cough. No abdominal pains, no heartburn, no diarrhea or constipation. He has occasional chest pain, no jaw pain or calf muscle pains. No depression or anxiety. He has easy bruising and he has joint pains and muscle aches. No seizures, but has headaches and memory loss and numbness. I'm sorry, not memory loss. And numbness of the extremities. Next, med list. Zyrtec 10 milligrams daily, Eliquis 5 milligrams BID. And Ocrevus, O-C-R-E-V-U-S, 300 milligrams sub-Q. Weekly. I'm sorry. Icruvus 300 milligrams sub-Q every 6 months. And Ampyra, A-M-P-Y-R-A, 10 milligrams BID. As well as carbamazepine, 200 milligrams BID. Next, family history. I'm sorry, not family history. System review. The patient has fatigue and weight loss. Oh, I may have dictated the system review, but just in case, the patient's patient has persistent cough. She has occasional chest pains. She has joint pains and numbness to the extremities. She has headaches and stiffness of the muscles and skin rash and itching. Next, med list. Oh, I'm sorry, med list I renewed. Next, physical exam. This averagely built, middle-aged white male with no acute distress, no pallor cyanosis, no clubbing or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 110 over 60, pulse is 90, respiration 16. Temperature 97.2, weight is 128, saturation 96. HEND and non-phthalic pupils react when equal. Tongue is moist, nasal oxygen. He made his throat was clear. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with the diminished breath sounds of the basis. And lung fields were clear. Heart sounds were regular, sonorous to no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no masses. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no curved tenderness. There's muscle wasting at the extremities. Reflex on the 1 plus with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Please, can you please add in the first paragraph the patient's chest CT done on 8/17? Oh, I may have mentioned it, I'm sorry. Okay, next paragraph. Plan. The patient has been advised to get a follow-up chest CT to evaluate the nodules. And a complete pulmonary function study. Also suggested to have a bronchoscopy to rule out any unusual infections and or neoplastic disease. And it was advised to come in for a follow-up approximately 2 months. And please note the final diagnosis also includes multiple sclerosis. Number 2 is bilateral lung nodules. Number 3 is chronic dyspnea. And number 4 is chronic back pain. Next paragraph, at the end, final sentence. The patient will decide if he wants to have a bronchoscopy done prior to his next visit. and a follow-up was arranged in 2 months. Thank you for this consultation copy for the primary physician, please.